Now we're holding Pei Gimel on the days beginning the ninth perek of our Masechta. So our perek is going to be focusing a lot on where exactly, we know we've been discussing throughout the Masechta, we need flour, we need oil, we need the bilen from Menachas, we need wine from Musafim. More generally, we need various animals for the korbanos. So our perek is going to focus on where all of those have come from. So the Mishnah starts off by saying, Kol korbanos ha-tzibur v'ha-yachid, all korbanos, meaning all menachos, whether brought by the tzibur or whether brought by the individual, boim mina aretz umichutz laretz, they can come from grain that was grown in Eretz Yisrael or in chutz laretz. There's nothing about most menachos that requires that the grain come specifically from Eretz Yisrael. So, to be sure, you have issues of tumas eretz amin. So you would have to have, you'd have to know that it wasn't mukshu lekabel tumah. But in principle, you could bring it from chosaret. Mina chodesh mina yashan. It can be from the new grain crop or from the old. So it can't be chodesh, in other words, where it's still also before the oimer is brought, obviously, because we've learned earlier in the Masechta that menachas has to be something that we're able to eat. But in other words, the point is, let's say you're bringing a mincha during the summertime. Say it doesn't have to be from this year's crop. It can equally well be from last year or the year before or whatever. It could be from previous years. So chutz mina oimer shtelach, and with the exception of the oimer and the shtelach, and shayin boin el mina chodesh, those have to come dafka from the new crop of this year, the new barley or wheat, respectively, or mina haaretz, and I have to dafka come from Eretz Yisrael, because by both of them it says by the oimer it says when you come to Eretz Yisrael, k'tzarkin esk'tzira, you will harvest its harvest, implying that dafka it's the harvest of Eretz Yisrael, and by the shtelach, it says mina shesechem tariu, you have to bring it from your dwelling places. Now, all of them, though, do have to come from the best quality. You do have to, whatever the case, whether we're talking about in the case of the other menachos, you bring from new versus old grain, or Eretz Yisrael or Chutz-Lareth, it always has to be the best quality. So what is considered the best quality? So let's start with where they would get the flour. Machnes v'zitcha alpha lasolus. The place is called Machnes and Zitcha. Michmas is a place in the territory of Shevet Binyamin. We find it mentioned in a number of places in Tanakh. And Zinucha is a place in Eretz Yehuda, a town called Zanoyach, so maybe Zinucha is the same thing. Anyway, Alpha Lasolus, those places are Alpha, meaning like the Greek letter Alpha. Those are the top quality. Lasolus as far as flour. Shnielahan after Ryan Babika. Second best quality is what you get from a place called Afirayim, which is located in the valley. Tosfos points out that here also you have the Divrei Yomim. It mentions a place in the territory of Shevet Ephraim called Ephraim. Tosfos says Ephraim. You look in the pasuk, it actually says Ephraim, but whatever, that may be the same as the Afirayim of our Mishnah, which is located in the valley. So that's the second best as far as flour. The reason why I say Afarayim Babika and Rashi Ksavyan points out there were two towns of that name, one in the hills and one in the valleys, and here we're talking about the one in the valleys. In general, the Gemara mentions elsewhere that grain that grows in valleys is better quality than what grows in the mountains. So those are the best and second best. The Mishnah points out, Kol ha'aretz so yitreres. Now, all other areas in Eretz Yisrael, or even when it comes to things outside of the Omer or Shealach and anywhere else in the world, ha'yitreres, we're kosher to bring flour from the Menachas, elam yikan ha'yimavim, but these are the places where they would bring it from because that's the best quality. But you could bring it from other places. You could bring it in other places in a pinch. So the Gemara starts off. Now, our Mishnah is not like, when our Mishnah says that the Oymer and Shtei Lechem has to come from this year's new crop, that does not go like the following Tanakh. The Tanya, we're learning the Braisa, Omer HaBomen HaYoshan, kosher. If the Omer is brought from old grain, from previous year, kosher, then with the evidence, kosher. Shtei Lechem, HaBomen HaYoshan, Cherith, and the same thing with Shtei Lechem. Elah Shechisei Mitzvah, but a person who does that is lacking in the Mitzvah, because the proper way to do the Mitzvah is to bring them from the new grain of this year. Whereas our Mishnah is saying flat out that it's that the Omer and the Shtei Lechem she'ein boin elam in a Chodesh in a Eretz, it must come from Chodesh and from Eretz Yisrael. So clearly then our Mishnah does not go like that Tana. Tosfos, by the way, points out when we say Minachodesh and Minayoshan, we're talking about Menachos, but Tosfos points out that it is relevant as far as animal korbanos as well. Because the same kind of thing, that most animal korbanos can also be brought from Chutz La'aretz. In fact, the Rambam lists as one of the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, that if you're in Chutz La'aretz and you have an animal for a korban, to bring it to Eretz Yisrael and bring it to Yerushalayim, but except for Bechor and Meiser, because Bechor Behema is done only in Eretz Yisrael, and Meiser takes place also only in Eretz Yisrael. Meiser Behema is done also only in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah could have mentioned as far as Korbanos Behema as well, that they can, that most of them can come from Eretz Yisrael or from Chutz La'aretz with certain exceptions, but okay, it didn't do that. Primarily, we're talking about Menachos over here. In any case, so we're saying that we have a Tana that says that the Omer and the Shtei Lechem could actually come from Yoshan and you're still Yotze. So this Tana says, Omer dichtiv tapriles minchas bikurecha. The reason why the Omer, according to this opinion, would be kosher if it's brought from old grain is because, the Pasuk says you should offer your minchas bikurim, implying that through the min ha'aliyah, even if you have to bring wheat from the attic, which is where you stored last year's crop. So, the same thing, the Pasuk says, from your dwelling places in Eretz Yisrael, you should bring. So that means, in other words, fine, the London Chutz La'aretz. So it means you can't bring from Chutz La'aretz, but from what's in your dwelling places, which implies that you could even bring it from the upper floor, from the attic, if you need to, if that's the only place you can find grain. So we see that the Tana of this Menaisa holds that you could in fact bring it from old grain, unlike our Mishnah said that you must bring it from new grain. Because Tosfos points out, the Mishnah can't just mean Einin Boin Element Achadosh from an Aretz, might just mean like a Tchila. But no, because later on in the Perek, we're going to have examples of things where the Mishnah says, don't bring this, but if you get it's kosher, but here it doesn't say any such thing, implying therefore that it must be this way, according to the Tana of the Mishnah, whereas again, according to the Tana of the Braisa, it's not so. So the Gemara says, what do you mean that means Moshe Seichem? You're telling me Moshe Seichem means it must be from Eretz Yisrael, but it could be Min Ha'aliyah, Ha'apikdeh. You're already using the word Moshe Seichem to teach us that it has to be from Eretz Yisrael. How can you then do another Dirasha from it and say that it could be even from grain that was stored in the attic or something? And the answer is no. Omakra Taviu. No, it's rather the second Dirasha, the fact that you can bring it no matter what. We learn not from the word Moshe Seichem, but rather from the next word Taviu. That's for the Min Ha'aliyah, but that means even if it's from the Aliyah. But the Gemara asks for Haimi Borile, don't we need that word in the Pasuk to teach us something else? Shekol Shach and Mevi Mosham Acher. We learned earlier, we learned in the previous parak. How do we know about the number, how do we know about the size of the lachmei klorida, that there was one isod and a flour per loaf of bread? We said, because the Pasuk had said Taviu, and then that teaches us, not only the Shtei Lechem, the Pasuk clearly says, are one isod and per loaf, so we learn from the word Taviu that any other time you're bringing loaves, it's the same thing, and from that we learn that you needed an isod and per loaf of chometz, well, specifically as far as chometz, because we said the Shtei Lechem are chometz, so it teaches us any other time you bring a chometz of the same size, and from that we learned the size of the chometz loaves of the Torah, and then in turn we went and learned from that for the matzah loaves.
Yeah, that's the minimum, I guess.
No, not the minimum, but the absolute amount. It's one yisarin per loaf, no more, no less. In general,
that's for matzahs and for...
No, so we said for the chometz it's one yisarin per loaf, and for the matzah it's one yisarin per three loaves. We learned from Sukkim over there that the amount of flour for the matzah is exactly equal to the amount of flour that's used for the chometz. what the difference is. By the matzah, there were three types, and by the chametz, there's only one type. The point is, we use the word taviu to teach us that any other time you bring a chametz has to be exactly the same size. So how are you now using the word taviu to teach us that you could bring, according to the Tana of this Braisa, that you could bring the shteh lechem and the omer even from wheat that was stored away from wheat that was stored away and not from newly harvested wheat? The answer is in Cain, yes, but if the Torah only wanted to tell us that, lichta tovi, then the pasuk could have just said tovi without the vav. Mimei shveseichem tovi lechem tnuva. My tovi'u, what is tovi'u in the plural? So shmamina tauti, therefore you can learn two dinim from it. Number one, that you perform to the tana of the spraisa, that you can bring it even from stored away grain. And number two, that we can also learn about the size of the lachna toda. The Malbim on the Pasuk points out, I mean, the whole parasha is in Loshen Rabim because it's addressed to Jewish people collectively. It would be a little out of place to say tovi in the singular. So he says maybe the word should be tuva. It could tuva, it shall be brought. But then in the second word, it says tovi, then you can learn both things.
Oh, how? What is the connection between above teaching that it can be something old?
The point is, tovi means you should, or tuva means you should bring it. Meaning, no matter what, bring it. Even if you don't have newly harvested grain.
Okay.
Then on top of that, also, you learn tovi, whatever else you bring of chametz bread should be exactly the same as this, namely the same size. So the Gemara asks for Ksiv Reishis, and the Pasuk says it has to be Reishis. So and both of them are called Reishis in the Pasuk. So it's clear it has to be the first harvested grain of that year. So what are you talking about? You can use old grain. Well, it's a little mitzvah. Fine, that's just
better.
A little mitzvah. It's better to do it that way, but b'diavad you can do it the other way. The Gemara asks for Ksiv Chadosha. What about the Pasuk also says, as far as the Shtei Alechem, it says it has to be mitzvah chadosh al Hashem. And we have a rule, as we've always said before, that shonol of akosav la'akiv, when the Torah repeats something about a korban, that means it's ma'akiv. So if we have over here, it's called Reishis, and it's called chadosha, then we can't say anymore that, then we can't say anymore the mitzvah, because now it's shonol of akosav la'akiv. So the answer is, that pasuk, the krabs of mincha chadosha l'Hashem, where you're bothered by the word chadosha, that's coming to teach us something else, that it teaches in a braisa. The shtei alechem, if they come from old grain, they are kosher. Umani makayim chadosha, shtei chadosha l'chol manachas. The word chadosha just means that should be new for all, it should be the new one out of all the menachas. Meaning, in other words, if you're going to be bringing that regardless whether you're going to be bringing chadosh or yoshem, either way, you can't bring menachas from this year's grain crop until you've offered the shtei alechem. We learned earlier in the Masechta that the omer makes it mutter to eat b'chlal. Before the omer, you can't eat from the new, from chadosh at all. Once the omer is brought, you can eat chadosh, but you're not supposed to use it for menachas yet until the shtei alechem are brought. So now we're saying,
You start with Pesach and end with Shavuos.
Yes, start with Pesach and end with Shavuos. But the point is, in other words, between Pesach and Shavuos, you could be eating the new grain, but you shouldn't be using it for menachas yet. Once you bring the shtei alechem, then you can use the new grain crop for menachas. So now the pasuk is telling us, say Rav Nosson and Rav Akiva, that it means that regardless whether the shnei alechem itself can come from yoshan, we're saying, but regardless whether it's from chadosh or yoshan, if you have other wheat from this year that you want to use for menachas, you have to wait until after the shnei alechem is brought, and only then can you bring it. So we learn that from the word chadosha, so therefore it's not shana al avakas of lachiv. We're learning actually two different dinim. Number one, that it's reishis, that lachila should be from the new grain crop of this year, the first wheat that's harvested this year from menachas, but that the diabet, if you did it the other way, it's still kosher, because then as far as the chadosha teaches us that no other mincha should be brought from this year's grain before you bring the shtei.
Just not two psukim.
So, it's not shalom across the record. It's not the pasuk repeating it, right? It's teaching us two different dinim. The Keren Oda points out that there may actually be that the Rav Nosson and Rav Akiva may actually be a third opinion. Our Mishnah had said they're outright pasul from Zivor Yeshana. The Brai said both of them are kosher. Rav Nosson and Rav Akiva would be saying the Shtei Alechem are kosher if they come from old grain, but the Omer they would hold has to be from new grain. In particular, because we learned earlier when we learned all about the Omer, we learned the harvesting of the Omer can be done even if it's on Shabbos. Now, if you were able to bring the Omer from old grain, according to them, why should it be Docha Shabbos? Just bring old grain in that case. So therefore, that would imply the Omer must be from new grain, and according to them, only the Shtei Alechem can be from old grain. Shalachim of Shavuos could be from old grain, according to Rav Nosson. So you have three opinions. Our Mishnah says both of them have to be from new grain, and if not, they're posel. The Brai says saying both of them can be from old grain, and they're still kosher, the Yavid. Rav Nosson and Rav Akiva says the Teren Ora would hold that the Omer must be from new grain, but the Shalachim can be from old grain.
I wish what you bring is...
Hanan on the second day of Pesach. So the Gemara says, "Ad kam le pligi ela b'chodesh." Now the whole machloekus we're saying is only whether the grain for the oimer and the shtei lechem has to be new grain or whether it can be old grain. Aval ba'orech like pligi, but when it comes to the fact that it has to be from Eretz Yisrael like pligi, then there seems to be no machloekus among the various opinions. The oimer shtei lechem min eretz ein mechutz la'aretz loy. It seems like everybody may eretz ein mechutz la'aretz loy. It seems that everybody agrees that the oimer and the shtei lechem must come from grain that grew in Eretz Yisrael and not from chutz la'aretz. Well, the Gemara points out, Kaman, well, who is that like? Veloy ki hai Tana. That's not like the following Tana. Namely, the same way as we just found the Tana who said, unlike our Mishnah, the Omer and the Shtei Lechem can be from old grain, the same way when our Mishnah and by implication, all the opinions in the Braisa had said that it must be from Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to find you an opinion that says that they don't even have to come from Eretz Yisrael. The Tanya, Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda Omer, Omer b'michutz la'aretz. He says that Omer could be brought from outside Eretz Yisrael. Omani mekayim kisavoyu la'aretz. So what does the pasuk mean when it says when you come into Eretz Yisrael, then you should offer the korban Omer? It just means shloim is chayev b'omer kodesh shenichnas la'aretz. It just means they weren't chayev to bring the Omer before they entered Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, but according to him, the grain could come from outside Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban actually on the Pesukim explains that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would agree the Shtei Lechem has to come from Eretz Yisrael. He would argue over here about the Omer and say that could come from Chutz La'aretz, but he would hold the Shtei Lechem must come from Eretz Yisrael because it says and he explains why, because by the Omer it says that the Gemara is going to go on to explain now that according to him Chodesh is also in Chutz La'aretz. Now, we touched on before in the Sefer, a machloikus, whether Chodesh applies in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. This machloikus is the Ge'ade Yemazeh, when you have where the Goyish farmers grow grain outside Eretz Yisrael. Is it subject to the dinim of Chodesh? Some people hold, yeah, which is why you have many products that are labeled Yashan for people to be careful about that. Whereas, for example, the Minig Chabad and the Minig of many Chassidim is not to worry about that based on the fact that the Baal Shem Tov didn't. Baal Shem Tov famously one time praised the Bach, that the Bach is particularly the one who will hold that Goyish farmers grow grain outside Eretz Yisrael. It's not subject to Chodesh. And the Baal Shem Tov once said about him, you should know how great he was when he passed away. And then his neshama might have to pass through Gehenim in order to collect neshamas that he could over there. They first cooled off Gehenim 40 days for him. So then the Baal Shem Tov said we can be soymech on him, and he asked for beer that was made from chodesh grain and drank it. So that's a precedent for being able to have chodesh that was grown by goyish farmers. So Ramban explains when it comes to the oimer, which is tied to chodesh, then according to him, again as we're going to say in a second, Chodesh applies outside Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, according to him, the oimer can be brought from outside Eretz Yisrael also, as opposed to the shtei lechem. Not tied with the issue of Chodesh, and it doesn't say Kilmish Veseichem, it just says Mimish Veseichem, so therefore it means that it has to be from Eretz Yisrael.
Everyone agrees that.
So that's according to the Ramban, everybody would agree that the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos have to come from Eretz Yisrael. According to him, the Machlokas would be only as far as the Omer. On the other hand, the Keren Oro disagrees and says that maybe, in fact, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, both of them could come from Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara explains, Pasava Chodesh b'chutz la'aretz daraisi. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds the issue of Chodesh applies outside Eretz daraisi applies also daraisa according to him. Dichtiv, namely because the pasuk says Mimosh Veseichem from where you live, from Makom Shachem Yoshev Mashma, implying any place where you live. What about when it says when you come into Eretz Yisrael? This means Zman Bihi. This means the time when you come into Eretz Yisrael. Then on you have to bring the Omer. The Kivin Daraisehi. So therefore, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds since the Issur of Chodesh in Chutzlar it's a Daraisa as well. Akruvin Amim Akruvin. Therefore, he holds that it's all fine to bring the grain for the Omer from Eretz Yisrael from outside Eretz Yisrael as well.
Because all over Sistar.
Because since all over Chodesh applies, and therefore all over the Omer applies. Again, whether what he would say as far as the Shtei Lechem, and that you have Machlekas. So the Gemara says, Tanan Hossam, we're learning a Mishnah in Masechta Shvi is something which is going to bear on this, as far as this whole matter of using the grain that grew this year and the grain that grew in Eretz Yisrael and using that for the Omer. So Tanan Hossam, we're learning a Mishnah in Shkolim. This was actually a couple of days ago in Shlosha Perachim of Rambam as well. The Mishnah talks about over there, after it talks about how we collect the Matzah Shekel, the Mishnah goes on to describe what they do with all that money they collected from Matzah Shekel, what they do with it. The obvious thing is they used it to buy the Korbanos. But the Mishnah goes on to mention a bunch of other things they did with it as well, that they needed to pay various operating expenses of the Beis Mikdash.
So they had
the different shofaris, right, they had the different tzedakah boxes. In particular, they had one labeled Tiklin Chavatin, the new Shkolim, which is where they would put this year's Matzah Shekel.
Chavatin means
new in Aramaic. Wow. Tiklin Chavatin, the new Shkolim in Aramaic. So the Mishnah describes among the various things that they would pay out of the Trumas Alishka, out of the money from that was collected from the Matzah Shekel, the Mishnah says, Shreinri Sfichin B'Shvias. People who would guard the Sfichin during Shemitah. Namely, Sfichim are when you have
growth like this.
It's called aftergrowth in English, right? When you, for example, harvest a field of wheat or barley or whatever, inevitably some kernels fall onto the ground. And the next year, they sprout and you have grain growing there even if you didn't plant it. That kind of thing is called Sfichim. Now, during Shemitah, they need barley for the Shtei Alechem and then you wheat for the, they need barley for the Omer and wheat for the Shtei Alechem. Where are you going to find everybody wants to take the barley and the wheat as soon as it's available and eat it?
That's right.
So therefore, they would have shomrim, so they would have people guarding the sfichim so that people don't take them. Notlin schorim trumas alishka. They would get paid a wage for their watching out of the trumas alishka. Now elsewhere the Gemara talks about, by the way, a point that, for example, you can't. The Mishnah goes on to talk about over there. Could somebody volunteer to do it? The Gemara talks about at the end of Bamatziah. Does a person have to be paid for it? What if a person volunteers to watch it? So one of the Tanoim there in the Mishnah says he could, and the Chachamim disagree and say that no, then it wouldn't be considered that it belongs to the Tzibur. So therefore, when he's paid a wage for watching it out of the money of the Tzibur, then it's considered to belong to the Tzibur.
So I'm assuming these fields that they were watching belong to Hegdish.
No, not necessarily. Maybe not. Maybe they would pay. Doing Schmidt all fields are hefker anyhow, so it doesn't much matter. Yeah. So now the Gemara says, Romi Bachoma Lorachistas. Romi Bachoma pointed out a contradiction between this Mishnah and another point, another Mishnah. We're saying that they take their wages from the Trumas Alishka, and therefore that means that the Omer is brought during Shemitah as well. Now the fact is that means that part of now the Omer, a koymitz of it, is going to be burnt on the Mizbeach. But I have a contradiction, because we know it says about Shemitah la'ochla that the produce of Shemitah has to be meant for eating, and you learn from that the loyalist slaver. You can't be burning it. So how are we allowed to bring a korban omer, and we're going to be taking the koymets and burning it on a mizbeach? How is such a thing allowed? Maybe we shouldn't be bringing the omer during Shemitah at all, or maybe we have to bring it from non-Shemitah grain. Tosfos, by the way, brings up a whole different point, which is that you're not allowed to guard Peiris during Shemitah. You're not allowed to, for example, lock up your fence and say nobody can come in. That whole point is it has to be Hefker for everybody. So how are we able to have guards over here?
You can't answer for this mission difference.
No, before or not. Tosfos discusses in some detail, is it in fact so that if produce was guarded during Shemitah, is it in fact also to eat? Tosfos gets into a long discussion about that. Again, this is Negev nowadays. You have many farmers in Eretz Yisrael who unfortunately don't keep Shemitah. So they have the Heter Mechira, but whether you rely on the Heter Mechira is another matter. But anyway, would you be allowed to eat produce from that they worked on or that they guarded during Shemitah is not so simple. But
only if farmers sell to the day, they sell to
the Heter Mechira is basically sell it to the Arabs, al-Darach al-Mechiras Chom. It's right. Some Rabbanim, many great Rabbanim have held of it over the generations, but many others have not. I don't want to get too far off topic, but the Heter Mechira was first proposed in the 1880s when Jewish farms and settlements were just getting started in Eretz Yisrael, and there was a real concern that if they have to keep Shemitah, they're going to go belly up, they're going to go bankrupt. So the Rabbanim of that time, including Rabbi Yitzchok Ochanan Spector, the Rav of the Kovner Rav, and other Rabbanim of that time, promoted the Heter Mechira. eventually it became a standardized thing. Whether it's still correct to do it nowadays, 100-odd years later, 150 years later, when the farms in Eretz Yisrael are much better financially off, so is a big question. But anyway, yeah. In any case. So the point is that you have to eat it. You can't burn it. So how can you be burning it? How can you be burning the claimants of it? Amalei, so if Chista answers, Rachmana, Amalach l'deris seichem. What are you talking about? The Torah says that the Omer has to be brought in all your generations. The Adamah ki batel. You're thinking that doing Shmita, the mitzvah shouldn't happen. It means that the mitzvah of bringing the Omer overrides the issur of burning Peiros Shvi'is. So Omalei, so if Chista answers, Omika mina anoti batel. So what do you think? I'm saying that should be batel completely. Why is it shtaket? In that case, in Shmita, we should bring from last year's grain, and that way we don't need guards watching it, and that way we can bring it. So in other words, the idea is, you know, it's true. Our Mishnah says, of course, that it's only kosher if it's in Kaddish, and of course, Rami Bachman knows the Mishnah, but the Karen Oda explains, in other words, that maybe in a case like that, we should say that nevertheless it should be kosher, because otherwise we can't bring it at all. Otherwise, how can we bring it? We're going to end up having to burn some of it. So we should bring from last year's. So Rav Chista says can't, but in a caramel of a leka, because after all the grain for the omer has to be caramel. We learned before that it means it has to be caramole, it has to be a full pillow. It has to be the grain is as full and fresh and pillowy as possible. The word kar, we said also, is also rach backwards, which means soft. The grain has to be soft and able to be rolled and then crushed between your fingers. You would only have that if it was fresh grain. So you don't have that if it's last year's
liquor.
So he asks, symbolizing the caramel d'ashtakad. Okay, so we can find caramel from last year, namely last year when it was harvested, it was caramel. And now it's not, fine, now it's not caramel anymore, but at least it was when it was harvested last year. The answer is no. Rav Chista says, Amakra caramel takriv. The pasuk says, you should offer caramel. The expression of the pasuk says is that vim takriv minchas bikorim la'ashem, when you bring a minchas bikorim, which is the omer, then you should bring geras caramel. You should bring ground up caramel takriv. You should offer es minchas bikorecha. So the fact that it says caramel and then takriv, but in a caramel, b'shas hakrava, it has to be caramel when you're offering it for lekka. And according to your method that you want to use last year's grain, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't be caramel. So therefore, we have no choice. We have to say, therefore, that that overrides then this issue of burning part of the Tosfos points out that actually, according to Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda, we would have an easy way out of it. We could tack a bring from grain from that was grown in Chofar. That's a point to him. Remember, we said that women can draw from Chofar. So, okay, out of necessity, therefore, Tosfos says this discussion over here must not be according to him. Because according to him, Taka, you would have a way out of it.
And according to him, burning, you're allowed to burn.
According to him, if it comes from Chofar, of course you can burn it. Have no future stress. Okay. So the Gemara says Itmar. So we have a discussion about that point. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, caramel takriv. Rabbi Yochanan says, how do we know that you have to bring the omer dafka from this year's grain? Because the pasuk says caramel takriv, like Rav Chista had just said to Rami Racham. Rabbi Loza Omer, Rabbi Loza says we have a different way of learning it. The pasuk says Reishis Ktzircha, the first of your harvest. That means Reishis Ktzircha v'lo Soif Ktzircha. It has to be the beginning of your harvest of this year, where you're starting the harvest season now, not from the end of the harvest, not from, in other words, from last year's grain where now this is like the end of it.
Oh,
yeah. So that's a different.
End doesn't mean the same field. It just means.
It just means, in other words, the end of like the end of the harvest season. So you can learn it that way as well. The Gemara says most of Rama. Rama says I have a contradiction on Rabbi Yochanan and also on Rav Chista. The pasuk says, Abraisi says as follows. The pasuk says ve'im takriv minchas bikorim. First of all, when the pasuk says when you bring a minchas bikorim, now it says im. This is one of those places that actually points out im usually means if, but here it's not if. It's not optional to bring the omer. It means when. So ve'im takriv minchas bikorim minchas omer akos medaber. The pasuk is talking about the minchas omer. Omeheichan hiba minas orim. What do you bring it from? What kind of grain? It's brought from barley. Ata omer minas orim. So you're saying from barley. Ayin el minachitin. How do you know? Maybe it's brought from wheat. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so Rabbi Yehuda says, we learned this earlier in the Masechta as well. No. We know that not, because Nema Oviv b'Mitzrayim, Nema Oviv l'Doris. Because it says Oviv b'Mitzrayim, where Moshe tells Pari what happened to the crops after Makas Borad. He tells him you should know the wheat, and he told him you should know the barley and the flax were destroyed by the Borad, and he tells him Kiyas Sa'ora Oviv, because the barley was Oviv, it was fresh, it was newly grown, it was already standing in the stalks, and therefore the stalks were smashed by the Borad. The Nema Oviv Ladoras, and now by the Oimer in future generations, it also says Oviv Kolei Ba'esh is the expression in the Pasuk. So therefore, we learn Gzeira Shavah, Ma Oviv Avim Mitzrayim, Sa'odim, just like in Mitzrayim, the word Oviv refers to barley. The same way when it says in future generations, you have to bring a korban of Oviv, then it also means dafka of barley.
You can't say the needs were just smooth off. Yes, dafka mean.
In the pasuk in Parshas Va'era, Moshe tells Pari, Kiyas Sa'ora Oviv. Wow. So therefore, we see that Oviv specifically refers to Sa'ora. So the same thing over here. When it says that you have to bring Oviv, then it means you have to bring barley. That's a point to Rebbe. That's how Rebbe Eliezer learns it. Rabbi Akiva says there's a different way we can prove it. Motzinu Yochid. Now, so after we go through this braisa, then we'll see how this slugs up, how this is a question on Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chista, who are learning from the word caramel, that it means that it has to be caramel, it has to be fresh grain when you're offering it. So let's go through the rest of the braisa first. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Matzinu Yochid Shemevi Chivasim and Achitin. We find that individuals have to bring their obligatory korbanos from wheat, because you have a case of a person has to bring a korban olah v'yored, as we learned throughout the Masechta. You have a case where a person is very, very poor and he can only afford flour, so then he has to bring flour for a mincha, for a minchas chayta. And we also find we also find that an individual is obligated to bring a mincha from barley, namely the mincha soita. So now the same thing, the tzibur, maybe chevasim minachitim, the tzibur generally brings their menachas that they're obligated to from wheat, in particular the shealechem. Maybe chevasim minasaorim. It must be they also have some time when they're obligated to bring from barley. Because if you're going to say that they bring it only from wheat, then you would never have a time when they're obligated to bring from barley. So the very fact, in other words, that we have, the yochid and the tzibur have to be parallel. The yochid has sometimes korbanos that they have to bring from wheat, and sometimes korbanos they have to bring from barley. Since the tzibur also has to be the same thing, there would never be one where they have to bring barley, unless you say the oimer has to be barley and cannot be any other grain. So even after Oimer, Minachitin, if you're going to say it comes from wheat, then you would never find that the tzibur has an obligation to bring from barley. So obviously, therefore, that's another reason to say that the Oimer must come from barley. Now, the Braisa continues, Dover Acher, another reason why the Oimer dafka has to be from barley. Imak to Oimer b'omer achitin. If you're going to tell me the Oimer could have been brought out of wheat, ein shtei alechem bikurim, then the shtei alechem would not be able to be bikurim, because meila, if you have the Oimer is barley, then you can say the shtei alechem is the first carbon of this year's crop that's brought from wheat. But if the Oimer itself could have been wheat, then there's nothing new. There's nothing bikurim about the shtei alechem.
Again, what makes it new? Because it's different.
It's because it's the first wheat carbon for this year.
Is
there the shtei alechem?
But it's not wheat, it's coming from Sa'odim.
No, the Oimer is coming from Sa'odim. When the Oimer comes from Sa'odim and the shtei alechem 7 weeks later come from Chitim, so fine, it's Bikurim, it's something new. But if the Oimer itself could have come from, if the Oimer itself could have come from wheat, then there's nothing new about the shtei alechem. Now, we see from that, So we see from the end of the Zebraisa, Alma Mishum Bikurim. So we see the reason why the Shtei Alechem has to be brought from new grain is because the Pasuk is calling it Bikurim. Now we have many other menachas that are brought every day. For example, they bring a korban tamid and they bring a minchas nesachem together with it. But that all comes from old grain. So the reason why the Shtei Alechem has to be Bikurim, well then the Oimer is also called Bikurim. So that implies, in other words, the reason why the Oimer has to be brought from this year's grain is not like Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chisda were saying because the Pasuk calls it caramel, but rather because the Pasuk calls it Reishis, the first. So that's the reason why it has to be from new grain, and why it can't be So again, going back to Rami Bahama had asked the question, why during Shemitah should we not bring the Omer from last year's grain? And the Rav Chisbein answered him, because the Pasuk says it has to be caramel. And Rav Yochanan also said it has to be caramel, whereas Rav Yochanan had said it has to be rachis. So now from this Braisa we see clearly the key factor is the fact that it says rachis, not the fact that it says caramel.
Rachis means the first.
The first. Caramel means
fresh. Fresh.
Yeah. So
if it's fresh, it's fresh.
Not necessarily, because we learned, for example, that you could have it was brought from far away from Yerushalayim, and it's not fresh by the time it reaches Yerushalayim, but it's still rachis.
Oh, so it's cordial. Yeah. The question is, according to the person, you can't bring from good flowers.
Well, so this whole discussion wouldn't work according to Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda that you could bring from Chutz La'aretz, but it could actually, because he's only saying you can bring from Chutz La'aretz. No, Rami Bahama's question was predicated on the idea that you have to bring it from Eretz Yisrael, right? So he was asking bring it from last year's, but yeah. Tosfos points out that in a way the question is not just on Rabbi Yechanan, the question is really on Rabbi Lazar as well, because there's Reishis Tzircha, but still, from this Braise, it comes out that the real reason is because it's called Vikurim. So not because it's caramel and not because it's Reishis, but rather for a third reason, because of a third thing that it says, that it says Vikurim. So once it's Tzircha, you're right, this is a contradiction on Rabbi Yechanan, so in fact, the fact that it has to be fresh grain, we learn in fact from the word bikurim. We learn from the word bikurim that it has to be the new grain of this year and not old grain from previous years.
So during
Shemitah, so we're not learning from caramel, and according to Tosfos, we're not learning from Reishis either, rather we're learning from bikurim.
And bikurim also means?
It means first fruit, but yes. So that answers Rami Bahama's question. Even during Shemitah, we are going to have to bring the Omer from new grain, because that's how the Torah wants you to do it, is to bring it from newly harvested, new, fresh grain.
And that
overrides the fact that you have to bring part of it. Now, it is true, we did say before, there were Tanoim on page Yimel and Beis. We said there were Tanoim who said that b'dieved you could bring it from old grain, and that, in fact, the Rambam does, in fact, pass them like that, at least when it comes to the Shtei Lechem, that they could be brought from old grain if necessary. The Omer Tak has to be brought from new grain, but the Shtei Lechem, if necessary, can be brought from old grain. Okay. Is the Shtei Lechem. So that was saying it has to be from wheat. And ideally it should be from new wheat from this year.
The Sa'irim was Pesach?
Sa'irim is the one on Pesach, has that one, yeah.
Is there any reason why Dafka Sa'irim?
I mean, you have many explanations in many places. The Siddur where it talks about that on Pesach, we started out like behemoths, it was meant to Shari Tumah, and if we bring animal food as a carbon, and then during the 7 weeks of the Omer, we refine ourselves and we reach the level of a person who eats wheat. Yeah. There's many other details about it as well, but yeah. that's a general idea, yeah. So now the Gemara says, let's talk more about Bikurim and the Shtei Lechem. It's not awesome. We learn in the Mishnah and Masechta Bikurim, Ein Mevien Bikurim Chutz Mishlev Asaminim. For Bikurim, that the individual farmer brings to the business, that comes only from Shiva Saminim. The Loim Tzmorim Shebaharim. Now, you don't bring from dates that grew on the mountains, because in dates that grow, even though dates are Shiva Saminim, but when they grow on the mountains, then they're not good quality. Regular Rashi says over here that they're kushin. They're literally kushin means like skinny. Skinny. So like in other words, they're not as good quality as they should be. They're not as fat and juicy as they should be. Rashi Ksavyad says the other way around. They're too sweet. They're oversweet.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, so you can't.
Because I'm beats on them.
nor from grain that grew in the valleys. Because you again you have to Rashi doesn't explain over here why what's wrong with it growing in the valleys, but in Pesachim, where the Gemara also brings this, Rashi explains over there that it's too moist over there. It's too moist over there, and therefore the grain doesn't grow well. The Rambam gives a different point as well, that he says that basically they're better quality. So okay. So Omar Ullah, im hevi loy kiddush. So now, if a person does bring bikurim from dates that grew in the mountains or grain that grew in the valleys loy kiddush, then it wouldn't have the kedusha of bikurim. So Yosef Rabba v'kamal al hashmaita. Rabba was sitting and saying over this discussion, this statement. Esver of Achaba Abba l'Rabba. So Achaba Abba says I have a contradiction. And Braisa says korban reishis. Again, the pasuk says about the shteil lechem, about the shteil lechem. It says korban reishis. He should offer them as a first korban for Hashem. Shatei Rashis, the Chol Menachas, from here we learn, as we said before, that has to be first of all the Menachas. You can't bring this year's grain from Menachas before the Shtei Alechem. V'cheinu Omer, as the Pasuk also says about the Shtei Alechem, Ba'akrif ha-mincha chadosh al-Hashem b'shavuos seichem, when you bring a new mincha to Hashem on your Yom Tov of Shavuos. So we see that has to be new, it has to be the first grain from this year. So Emi al Chadosha Shochitim. Now you would only know that means it has to be from the new crop of this year's wheat. Chadosha Shosa'odim Minayin. How do we know also that the Mincha Sa'omer, which is made from barley, also has to be brought before any barley korbanos of this year? So in other words, the same thing that the wheat mincha, the shteil lechem, has to be before the wheat menachas. How do we know? For example, that you can't bring. So Rashi Ksaviyad actually brings two lashonos. First, he says that what the Gemara means is, how do we know, for example, that you can't bring the mincha soita from this year's new barley before the shteil lechem? Because after all, it's barley, you would think maybe once you brought the korban omer, it should be fine. But then Rashi says, why? What's the problem? You already brought the mincha omer. Why shouldn't you be able to bring the soita's mincha at that point? So rather, Rashi prefers the explanation to say that it means that you would think that the shteil lechem has to be from new grain before anything else. How do we know the mincha omer also has to be before all other barley korbanos? So you can't bring any korban of barley before the omer. How do we know that not? Therefore, the pasuk twice says chadasha. In any in the chadasha shochitin, since we don't need it to tell us that you need the shteil lechem to be from new wheat, because it already says that. So now we know the chadasha shosa'odim. Therefore, we use it instead to apply to the new barley. That also it has to be before all the other. That has to be before all the other menachas of barley. And the Braisa continues. Now again, we're going to go through the whole Braisa, and then when we get to the end of the Braisa, then we're going to see what the contradiction to what we said, that if you bring substandard Paris for Bikurim, that it's not Kodesh. So after we go through this Braisa, then we'll see how we know that, how we contradict that. So the Braisa continues, and Minayin should take Kedemus to Bikurim. How do we know? The Shteil Lechem also have to be brought before the Bikurim. The pasuk says, we had in yesterday's kriya, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, you should make for yourself the first of the wheat harvest. So therefore, so we see only after you bring Shavuos, only after you have the Yom Tov of Shavuos, then you can bring bikurik tzirchitim, then you can bring bikurim from wheat and from the other species. Rashi also points out another meaning of it is, Rashi Ksaviyad points out another meaning of it as well, is that what the shteil lechem that you bring for Shavuos on Shavuos should be bikurim compared to all the other wheat, and then including with the wheat that you're going to bring for bikurim. So Talmud Lomar v'chag ha'kotzi bikurim ma'asecha asher tizir v'asada Udiru in Parshas Mishpatim, which is going to be one of the kriyas also during Pesach. It's going to be tomorrow's kriya. Says the yom tov of the harvest, the first of your fruit, which the first of your workings, which you plant in the field. So we see therefore that the shteil lechem of Shavuos has to be before any bikurim ma'asecha, before any of the bikurim that you're bringing to the Beis Hamikdash. Now continues the Braisa, the Ein Li'ela Shetizra. Now you would only know that it means when you actually planted it. Olu me'alehen minayin. How do we know the same thing if it's srichid, if it grew on its own? That also. You know, you have to bring the shteil lechem before you can bring any of that grain as korbanos. Therefore, the pasuk says basode in the field. So it means no matter what grows in the field, whether you planted it or not. The eni el basode, but you would only know that if it grew in the field. Minayim l'rabis shabagag. How do we know that if grain also grew, let's say on your roof? Roofs in those times were flat and they were generally made out of dirt or something like that. So things could grow on it. Beshavachorva, or in a ruined building that you have a house used to be standing there and now it collapsed and now you use it for a planting area. Beshavaosits, or if it grew in a flower pot. Beshavasfina, or if it grew on a boat. How do we know that also then you can't use those for you can't use those for bikurim before you bring the shtei alachem? Tamalayma. Therefore, the pasuk says in bikurim kol asher ba'aretzam, the bikurim of everything that's in their land. So all these things are in their land. Even though they're not good, they're not growing on the actual land itself, but they're still in the land. They're still in the land of Eretz Yisrael. So you could bring. But the point is, you could bring them. The point is, though, that you could bring them after the Shtei Alachem. So now the Braisa continues. Minayin should take Kedemus and the Sochim, or Peres Eilim. How do we know now? So far, that covers, for example, that the Shtei Alechem has to be brought before you're going to bring the Kurim of wheat or barley. How do we know the same thing applies as far as the Sochim of wine, that you shouldn't bring the Sochim from this year's wine before you bring the Shtei Alechem, or Peres Eilim, and the other tree fruit that you're going to use for Bikurim? And we know those also have to wait until after Shtei Alechem. So here's another drasha. Nemakan bikurim masecha. Here the pasuk says the bikurim of your doings, of your plantings. But nemalahalam ba'aspachas masecha minasada. By sukkahs, it says that you observe sukkahs when you're gathering in your masecha, your produce from the field. Malahalam masecham or uperes ilan. Now there it includes also wine and other tree food because sukkahs is the time when you're harvesting and you're bringing in everything. You're nothing is left in the field. Nothing is left in the fields after that. Regular Rashi points out another reason as well, because the word masecha implies all of your doings, all of your crops. Afkan nesachim uperes ilan. So the same thing over here. When it comes to bikurim masecha, when the Torah is telling you, you have to bring the shtei alachem before anything else, then that includes also wine and includes also peres ilan. You can't bring any of them as bikurim or nesachim before the shtei alachem abor. Now, Katoni Mia, now, so going back to, so again, we brought this Braisa in, Rabbi Acha Ba'aba brought this as a question. So Katoni Mia, Shabbat Gag, Shabbat Kurba, Shabbat Altis, and Shabbat Svina. We said that you can be talking about Paris that grew on a roof or in a ruined building or in a flower pot or on a boat. Now all of those things didn't even grow in regular ground. And yet the Braisa is implying that you could bring them for Bikurim, and it's just saying you have to wait till after the Shtei Alechem. How much more so you should argue then, for example, when we said at the top of the Amud that you can't bring Bikurim from, for example, from dates that grew in the mountains, why not? They're at least better than whether, if you're allowed to bring, for example, dates that grew on your roof or in a boat or whatever, how much more so you should be able to bring when it was attached to the soil of Eretz Yisrael, even if it's lesser quality. So what are you telling me at the top of the Amud that Ula had said, Imhevi like Kiddush, if you do bring from dates from the mountains, and they're not Kodesh Bechlal, why? The answer is Sefer Asan Menachos. The Sefer of the Braisa, when it talks about the roof or the ruined building, etc., it's talking specifically as far as Menachos. So it is true that you have to bring the Shtei Alechem before any Menachos of this year's grain. So now the Braisa is saying, as far as when you're using grain for menachos, you cannot use this year's grain before the shtei alechem for menachos. But when it comes to bikurim, they have to be better quality than that. The braisa is not saying that you can bring bikurim from that grain. Bikurim, you have to bring from the best quality grain, namely not where you go on a boat or on your roof or whatever. Yeah. So the same thing, as far as the dates, then the same thing if they grow on a mountain, then you can't bring them from bikurim, and if you do, then they're no good.
When you brought...
So you can bring them any time from Shavuos until Hanukkah. The difference is if you bring them from Shavuos until Sukkot, then you can also say the Psukim that it says in Parshas Kisava, he got to Yom Hashem Alekecha, Rami Yovidavi, the ones that we daushin in the Haggadah, etc. If you bring them after Sukkot until Hanukkah, then you can't say the Psukim anymore. Fine. So the Gemara says, So in short, the Gemara's answer is that when it says Bikurik, when the last pasuk that we had brought, Bikurik Kalasher Ba'artzachal, the pasuk from Parshas Korach, when it says Bikurik Kalasher Ba'artzam, that Bikurim of anything that's in your land, you're saying that refers to the wheat or the barley from Menachos, that the Dieva that can come from anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, even from a roof or even from a boat, etc. But Master sort of Adabahava, but Adabahava says I have a contradiction on that. Ihochi, Heinrich Dictives, and what does it mean? The pasuk continues. Any Hashem is telling Aaron, anyone who's Tohar in your household can eat it. Someone may want to store in your household. The menachos. If you're talking about menachos, the zichre kohen or the masachlan, menachos can be eaten only by the male kohenim, not the members of their family. So if you're saying the pasuk is talking about bikurim, then fine. The fact is, bikurim can be eaten by the kohen and his family anywhere in Yerushalayim. But if you're telling me it refers to menachos, only the kohenim themselves can eat it. So then, so that would imply that the pasuk is talking about bikurim. And you're back to the question then. So what are you telling me? You can bring bikurim from grain that grew on a boat, for example, but you're telling me you can't bring bikurim from grain that grew in a valley? What's the logic? The answer is, I'm going to mishav here today, very exceeding. There are two relevant psukim over here. There are two different parts of the pasuk that seem to contradict one another, and once we understand, then once we reconcile it, then we'll understand what it means. The pasuk says, the whole pasuk goes like this. Bikurei kol asher ba'aretz, some of the bikurim of everything that's in their land, asher yaviru la'Hashem, that they bring to Hashem, l'chol yiyeh, it will be yours, kol torah b'beis chayeflanu, anyone who's taller in your household can eat it. So now we have to break up the pasuk as follows. When the pasuk says for you it should be, that means, in other words, implies only from male kohen. Uchtiv kol torah b'beis chayeflanu, so that then the pasuk is saying anyone in your household can eat it, implying also the wives and so forth. Okay, so what does it mean? Can be bikurim, can be menachos. The first part is talking about bikurim, where anybody in the kohen's household can eat it. The second part is talking only about the menachos, which is talking about the menachos, which can be eaten only by the male kohen. So therefore, when we're learning from the words in the pasuk, kol asher ba'artzam, anything that's in your land, and we're saying that you can use that, that's talking about menachos. So, and menachos, we're saying you can bring even from grain that grew on a roof or a boat or whatever. As opposed to bikurim, we're saying those have to come from things that grow in good quality places, and therefore, for example, grain that grew in valleys is excluded, and as Ullah said, is not even kaddish.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi gives a different answer. Kolei b'menachos, the whole pasuk may be talking about the menachos. The sefer dekra ason lach metoda. The end of the pasuk, when it says kol torah b'beis chayechlanu, would actually be referring to within the menachos you have the lach metoda, the four that are given to the kohen, and as we learned in the previous parak, so those, like we say in morning davening, amurim mehem, when taken out of a toda, kayotz behem, have the same din as a toda, el shamurim nechal akonim l'shem l'avneim l'avneim. So what's taken off of a toda, the chos of a shoik, and the four breads that are given to the kohen, all those can be eaten by the kohen and his family. So therefore, so the pasuk is referring to that, if not referring to bikurim at all, says Rashi. Okay. So the Gemara points out, now this is that we said that at the top of the Amud, that Ullah said that if you bring substandard Paris for Bikurim, then it doesn't have the Kedusha of Bikurim. So we had Ullah saying that, then we had Rav Acha Ba'aba was arguing with that and saying that on the face of it, it should be kosher based on the drushas that he brought. So now the Gemara points out, Beplugda, there's actually a machlokas of Uli Ramayroyim on that very subject. Rabbi Yochanan says that if he did bring, for example, dates from the mountains or whatever, then they're not Kaddish, so like Ola had said. Rish Lakish Amar, Im Hevi Kiddish. If he does bring, then it is Kaddish B'diavad, because Rish Lakish says, Nasik Kachosh B'Kaddishin, because it's just like bringing a skinny animal for Kaddishin. And bring a skinny animal, it's not the right thing to do, but it's not actually outright possible for a korban. The pasuk criticizes the Navi Malachi criticizes people who do that. You have a better quality. You bring a scrawny animal like that. The pasuk says bring it to your governor. Would he accept it? He would not. So it's the same way. How can you bring such a thing to Hashem? But nevertheless, if that's all a person has and he brings it, then in his yotze. So the Shlokha says the same thing over here. If all a person has is dates that grow in the mountains, fine, let him bring them. So the Gemara says, "Bishlemer Rish Lakish Kedama Taima." Okay, so Rish Lakish, we understand the reason why he's saying that. Ela Rabbi Yochanan my Taima. What about Rabbi Yochanan? Why does he insist that Bikurim are different? He agrees, Taka, that if you bring a skinny animal as a korban in your yard, so why would he insist that Bikurim have to be the better quality fruit? The answer is, so they didn't know the answer. So they didn't know the answer that So they didn't know the answer while Rabbi Yochanan was alive. But Amar Abelazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Chazoy B'Chaloyim, I saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream last night, Milsa Mal Yisamina. So I'm sure that today, that's a simon, Min HaShemayim, that I'm going to be able to say something correct in Torah.
In his name or?
Not just in his name. I'll explain his shitta. Omakra, namely because the pasuk is Meireshis. The pasuk says you should bring Bikurim from the beginning. From the first fruit. That implies v'loy kol reishis. So that implies not all the reishis. So you have to bring davka only from the better quality of the reishis. And the pasuk also says, "May outzacha v'loy kol outzacha." Also, you have to bring from your land, implying not everything that's in your land. So from here, women might, therefore, that has to be the better quality fruit within the Shiva Samin. So first of all, we learn from that it's only the Shiva Saminim. If it didn't say May Ratius, you would think that you also bring the Kodim from oranges and apples and whatever. May Ratius teaches you only the Shiva Saminim. And May Aritzachal teaches you even from the Shiva Saminim, not everything that grows in your land, only the better quality.
Means the beginning.
Means the beginning, but May Ratius means from the beginning, so it's a miut. The mem is a miut.
But what to do with Shiva Saminim?
Yeah. Means, in other words, once it says May Ratius, then we understand. It means it's limiting what kind of ratios do you bring. You don't bring your first ripened apples to the Beis Hamikdash. You don't bring your first ripened oranges to the Beis Hamikdash. May Ratius, only some of the first fruits that grew this year are you bringing to the Beis Hamikdash. Which kind is the Shiva Saminim? Yeah.
The only way they learn out that means Tapka Shiva Saminim.
Yeah. Well, that's the Gemara's going to go on to discuss this point, but yeah. There's an interesting thing over here from one of the Balei HaMusar, let's say the Chochmah HaMusar, that says that why is it important for us to know that Rabbi Yochanan appeared to Rabbi Elazar in a dream and now Rabbi Elazar is able to come to this. So he explains, because Torah Lo B'Shamayim, so when Rabbi Yochanan is in the Olam Emes, if his explanation hasn't been explained in this world, then Rabbi Yochanan is bothered by it in the Olam Emes as well. And he can't say, well, I have an answer, because that's still not going to affect Torah down here. So he needs that Rabbi Elazar should end for him in this world, and that way the halacha will be like it in the Olam Amos. So therefore, he comes to Rabbi Elazar, and that's meant to hint to him. I can't outright tell you what my answer is, but I'm empowering you, and I'm asking you to work in Horeva and find a svara that should find for what I said, so that in the Olam Amos it'll be accepted. So for the Shlokish high outzacha, my Ovid lay. Okay, so what is the May outzacha, as Rabbi says? So what is your Shlokish doing with the word May outzacha? Given that, again, Rish Lakish holds that if you bring from substandard fruit, then you are Yotze. So the answer is Miboyle L'chidetanya. He uses it to teach us what it says in a Braisa. Rav Gamliel bar Revi Omer, how do we know that it's after the, how do you know that it's after the Shiva Saminim? Fine, we said May Arzacha, but how does May Reishis, or May Arzacha, come to teach us after Shiva Saminim? So Rav Gamliel bar Revi says, because this is one of the few places in Shas where you have Rav Gamliel bar Revi, by the way. We have him in Pirkei Rabbis and Perek Beis, Rav Gamliel bar Noshon of Yoda Anasi. We don't have him in a lot of other places in Shas. So this is one of the rare places where we have something from him. It seems Derdus or Yeshurim, a sefer on Jewish history, explains, first of all, it seems this Rav Gamliel did not serve very long as Nasi. It seems he passed away relatively young. But also, he says, because most of what he taught was probably just embedded in Braisis, was not necessarily under his name. The same way as the Mishnah was composed by Rebbe, and we don't usually have Rebbe's name in the Mishnah, the same way many Braises were composed in the times of Rav Gamliel Rebbe, right after Rebbe's times, and many times what it says in the Braise probably comes from him, even though it doesn't have his name on it.
And why do Braises not have names?
Generally, for the same reason that Mishnais usually don't have names. When you have an opinion of a particular Tana, then a name is attached there, but otherwise... So anyway, so Rav Gamliel Rebbe says, Nema kan eretz v'nema lahalan eretz, because we have a gzeirah shova from the word eretz, where it says by the Shiva Saminim, eretz chito v'sarida. Ma lahalan shvach eretz, just like over there, it's talking about the fruits that are the praise of Eretz Yisrael, the Shiva Saminim, which are special, which are the praise of Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael has such fruits in it. Afkan, shvach eretz, the same way over here, by the Bikurim, means that the shvach eretz, that the Shiva Saminim. So in other words, Rashi Ksaviyat explains we actually need both parts of the Dorosha. We need the word May Reishis, because without that, we wouldn't know B'chlal to mean Ma'at anything. If we just had the word Reishis, you would say you bring all kinds of fruits. Once we have May Reishis, we know we're excluding some kind of food. What kind are we excluding, and what are we including? That we need from the word Eret, from the word Arzacha, from which we can have this Gzeir Shalom. Tosfos points out that it doesn't mean that it has to be the best quality, that it has to be the best quality fruit. Again, according to the Shlokish, you could bring lesser quality fruit, and you still Yotze. The point is just that, in other words, it has to be the ones that this species of fruit is the praise of Eretz Yisrael. So the Idach, what is Rabbi Yochanan an answer to that? He says, Eretz, Mei Eretz. He says, because the apostle could have said Outzacha, and it says Mei Outzacha. So therefore, you can learn from that it has to be the best quality, and it can't be the substandard stuff. The Idach, whereas Rish Lakish would answer, May Eretz, May Eretz, like Mashmalay, he doesn't hold the Darshan, that kind of thing, that could have said Eretz, and it says Me'eretz, so therefore he doesn't have, so therefore, according to him, the Mem is, according to him, you're not doushing anything from that Mem, therefore you have to doushing from the Gzera Shava of Eretz. But therefore, he says, therefore, I don't have anything available in the pasuk to teach us that that substandard fruit is not, you're not Yotze Bikurim, and therefore, according to him, you are.
You are
Yotze. If you bring, for example, if you bring, for example, dates that grew on the mountain instead of the top of the almond, that there was a lesser quality, according to the Shlokish, it would still be good. It would still be good after all. But it has to be Shivas Aminim, but it can be lesser quality. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, it has to be from the best quality within the Shivas Aminim themselves. So therefore, dates can only be from the valleys, which we find in different places that dates grow well in the valleys. For example, Yericho, which is actually below sea level, is called in the pasuk Irat Smarim. It was the city of palm trees because there were a huge number of palm trees there. Bavel also is low lying, and palm trees grow very well there. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Ula and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it has to be that way, and you can't bring them from other places.
Right.
So we'll continue tomorrow, Rabbi Hashem, we'll continue.